We just heard The Shakers and their track, Who Will Buy These Wonderful Evils? Before that, The Pretty Things with Philip DeBarge and their track, Alexander. The Unit with Would You Believe What I Say? The Kinetic with Suddenly Tomorrow. Rhubarb Rhubarb with their track, Moneylender. Drimble Wedge and the Vegetations, aka Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, with their track, Bedazzled. Spensk with Dream Magazine. Denny Lane with Catherine's Wheel. The Living Daylights with I'm Real. And we started that set with The Fountain of Youth and Don't Blame Me. All right, Happy New Year almost. Thanks again for tuning in, hanging out with me for an Inner Ear Freakout on Tuesday evening. Stay tuned for Bad Teeth with Spoonie. For the final song of Inner Ear Freakout 2021, I present to you The Small Faces and Ogden's Nut Gone Flake.
Thank you. saving face. We'll tell on you. Though the tears come down, like the falling rain, you'll toss around, and you call my name. You walk the floor the way that you do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. That floor, the way that you do, your cheating heart will tell on you.
No hand to hold on to, and no lips to guide me. What a hot world to face in the light of an angry sun. Ain't it hard to get on if you ain't got that someone? Hey! And it seems that my day. Well, I know that my days are numbered, 'cause I can't get it back together without you. I see the heavy moonlight, syrup dripping down my window, flowing like a river through the tears that I have cried. Find myself, hey, a reason to go on living, but you can't breathe life into something that's already died. Hey. And it seems that my
days are numbered, down to precious few.
People, I know that I can't get it back together without you. All right.
Precious new
people, I know that
my
monster is gonna get to your mind. Steppenwolf gives birth to the monster on Dunhill Records. From the head of Steppenwolf, The Monster, another great album from Dunhill Records. Beware of the wolf. Beware of the monster.
What would you do if I did that to you? Hey, 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 hey. What would you do if I did that?
Music now!
So demure, I'm gonna take my love and go. I've already seen your show. You come on strong, but it's just a stall. You don't know which way to fall. Do you, do you, do you, do you love it all? Love is much too tasty to refuse it, so it's gonna drop in and live. Innocence is nice if you don't abuse it, but you gotta know when to give. I'm gonna take my love and go. I've already seen your show. You come on strong, but it's just a stall. You don't know which way to fall. Do you, do you, do you, do you, do you, do you think of love at all?
Yeah! Some people ruin their drinks with ice, and then they ask you for advice. They tell you, I've never told this to anyone else before. They say candy is dandy, but liquor makes quipsters. And I don't like mixers or sippers or sob sisters. You know, you have to be real careful where you sit down at a bar these days. And then some people drink to unleash their libidos, and other people drink to prop up their egos. It's my burden, man. People say I have the kind of face you can trust. The pow, 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 power of positive drinking. The pow, 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 power of positive. The pow, 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 power of positive. The pow, 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 power of positive. The pow, 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 power of positive drinking. Some people say alcohol makes you less lucid, and I think that's true if you're kind of stupid. I'm not that kind that gets himself burned twice. And some say liquor kills the cells in your head, and for that matter, so does getting out of bed. When I exit, I'll go out gracefully, shot in my hand. The pow, 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 power of positive drinking. Positive, the pow, 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 power of positive, the pow, 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 power of positive, the pow, 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 power of positive.
Thank you. Welcome back. Welcome to an episode of Bad Teeth. I'm back, baby. Apologies for bailing last week. It was decided that the Bad Teeth needed to take a little hiatus after in the prior week. It was thought that one too many references to Looney Tunes were made. Yeah, I know. I got a phone call from Mike Sin, picked it up. You know, with him were Dave Amos and Ken. They were also on the line. You know, we had a talk. Some critiques were leveled, some fearless feedback was given, and I am a humble man who accepts counsel and discipline. And you know what, the show's gonna be better, but you know, they were like, maybe cool your heels, take a week off, think about your priorities, don't watch Looney Tunes for 7 days, and then come back. We'll start fresh, and here we are. Hope you enjoyed it. And I'm toeing the line this week. Not a Bugs or a Daffy or a Yosemite Sam in sight. So what do we hear? Well, maybe an eagle-eared listener may have picked up on a theme in the set. You know, what do we have? Rum, drunk, alcoholic, drunk, local town drunk. Yeah, okay. Well, December 28th is something of an anniversary for me. Today, I am officially 7 years sober. 7 years dry, guys. I would have, you know, I kind of debated, I kind of went back and forth about like doing this, but then I was like, you know, it will take another 7 years for the show or for this anniversary to land on a Tuesday again. And, you know, I may not have a show by then. I probably won't. Will I even be alive? So let's do it. Let's get out of the way. And not to burden you with my issues. My alcoholism is not something to be pitied or danced around. It just is. Like in Cheers, whenever someone would say, hey, Sammy, why don't you join us for a beer? And he'd put one leg up on the bar and say, nah, I'm a drunk. See? How cool was that? He got ahead of it. Put everyone at ease. That's where I want to be with this. That's where I am. It's the holidays. It is a time where maybe people go a little bit hard. Look, I'm not one to judge. And then, you know, sometimes they come out of it and kind of reevaluate where you are. But you know what? If you're in a place where you're thinking about cutting alcohol out for any number of reasons, you know, I just want you to know that the best parts of you are still going to be there on the other side. You know, no one ever got more creative or better at what they did because they were drinking or using. You know, Jimi Hendrix was the world's greatest guitarist unless he was using or unless he was wasted, and then he was the world's worst guitarist. And that's true. But you know what? Doesn't mean we can't have some fun in the set. What are we hearing there? We ended it on Drinking and Driving by The Business off the Loud, Proud, and Oi comp from 1996. You know, I could have done nothing but Oi songs about drinking. Like, that's really just, that's like the cornerstone of Oi. But, you know, in the end, that would have been the best song. Before that, The Power of Positive Drinking by Lou Reed off the Growing Up in Public LP. It was 1980. Instrumentally, that is a very dated album, but look, I'm gonna love with you. That's in my top three Lou Reed albums. It's controversial. It's a controversial Bad Teeth take. But of all these songs, if there was a song that kind of like that I felt exemplified my approach to drinking, it was probably that song. But Lou Reed's liver had a different take on that. And so that's kind of where reality sets in. I Pray When I'm Drunk by Robin Hitchcock off his self-titled LP from 2017. It's a great tune. Before that, Stylin' on Blue Beat was Owen Gray. Get Drunk, it was from 1961. Class in the Joint Up after that Fishbone song that came before that. Alcoholic off of the Fishbone 101. Nuttosaurus Meg, Fossil Fuel and the Funk A compilation from 1996. when that came out, I waited in line at the House of Guitars at one of those like midnight release sales for that. Actually, I was there for Weezer's Pinkerton, but I saw the Fishbone double CD on the board as well, and I made a choice. I went with Fishbone, and to be honest, I've never looked back on that. The Alcoholic also has that great sign about burning the spaghetti. It makes me laugh every time I hear it. I forget it's there, and then I hear it, and I start cracking up. Yeah, it sucks to be burning that spaghetti at 4 a.m. Off of the debut Born Innocent LP by Red Cross was Look On Up at the Bottom, 1982 on Smoke 7 Records. Before that, The Replacements, Beer for Breakfast. Oh, who doesn't love that song? Then, Chuck Berry, Downbound Train on Chess from 1956. I'm sorry, Chuck Berry and his combo. I thought maybe Train to Satanville was just, that would have been a little bit much. But thank you, Chuck Berry. You've got some perspective on it. Then, Inflammable Dan and the Igniters. High Flying Wine on Wine Records, 1963. One of the last nights I was out boozing was with Todd Afonik out of Beauty Bar on Christmas Eve. That song goes out to him. And has it taken me 7 years to clear my head from that night? Maybe. The Moods, Rum Drunk on HMV. His Master's Voice from 1966 out of Australia off of Van Gogh's Ear for Music, Real Rock and Roll Volume 8. So before you go texting me saying, oh my god, you really have that? Nope. And at the top of the set, The Inmates, Local Town Drunk from Columbia, 1967. The wild mixing of that one guitar, way higher than it has to be. Do we love it? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. All right. Well, that was the first set. What do we got next? Oh. We got some stuff for the heads out there. Let's kick this off with The Handsome Beasts.
Watching.
This goes out to all the bad talking ladies on the Bad Teeth AQ playlist comments.
Don't you worry. noises in my brain tell me that the train of life is moving. Everyone's aboard, all aboard, searching for true love, but never we'll be right back.
dress of love. Come up in my baby. Come up on us now. Standing here a trembling and a singing, coaxing you with pretty words. It's all right. Baskets of love, fingers in your ringlets. When I hug the microphone, pretty little girls all screaming. When I kiss the microphone, it's alright, come on up. It's alright, come on up. We got baskets, baskets of love.
Night of Vice. Hopefully, you had a good blacklight poster to freak out to while you were listening to that one. All right, what do we hear? We ended it with the Fugs, Frenzy, on the self-titled LP of theirs on ESP disc, 1966. That goes out to Justin and Leanna. I was gonna play the one song that their old Uncle Pete had writing credit on, but it's named Skin Flowers and it's pure filth. Sorry, kids. The Deviants, Somewhere to Go, on the Disposable LP, on Stable Records, 1968. Oh, feel all of it, man. I love everything McFerrin's done. Even his little jaunt into mustache punk with Sire later on. Oh, it's good with me, dude. Banshee, Train of Life, Atlantic, in 1970. And before that, Almanac, the song Hello, on the Michigan Meltdown compilation. What a scorcher. It's the only response to that Lee Michaels cover is to just freak out. And hopefully that black light poster you were looking at wasn't too rough. Maybe something like a chill wizard or like a turtle. Black light poster people really like turtles. I get it. Left End, Bad Talking Lady on Red. And see also the red wax that it's pressed on. Good 360 branding there. Red Records. That was in 1972. Then we kick the set off with the Handsome Beasts with the song Sweetie on Andersong Music, 1981. A very rude cover photo that came with. Fortunately, I didn't set that precedent that others like Daisy Lacey and Mike Clark and Matt Sin have, where they post the sleeve of every 45 on there. You should be spared the sight of that disgusting photo. But that song goes out to Terry T, host of Hooligans, every Friday at 4 on Rock and Soul Radio. And this concludes another Bad Teeth. Another success locked. So confessional, so rocking. But up next, Matt Clark and Mike Sin. They're going to shake up this long Ellen Iced Tea that is Super Tuesday. And this was me, Spoonie, the little splash of Coke, saying goodnight, and I'll see you next week.
Just keep on coming.
driving me mad. You're making me sad. You're treating me bad. Oh. Soon the teardrops will start and we'll be apart. Now isn't that sad? Going down, and now the future's not so dim.
Hey there. Good evening, folks. You are listening to the What's Happening program on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio stream. Matt Clark, are you there?
Mike Sin.
All
can
right.
You hear me? All right.
Matt Clark coming in from outer space.
The wonders of technology, Mike Sin. How about that?
Oh, I hope everyone's hearing you. I'm hearing you loud and clear, Matt Clark. Tell the folks what weirdness is happening tonight.
Mike Sin, basically the world has gone to hell, so I'm up at the North Pole, taking over for Santa over here. So,
All right. So
bear with us tonight, folks. I'm sure you all know what's going on.
I just want everyone to know that all the money we invested in the WFMU space satellite, it's working. Matt Clark, coming in from the WFMU space satellite live. All right.
Like I said, I'm in such demand. I can't be in all the places at once, but I can go through that board right there. How about that?
It's like you're here, Matt. You're in my ears and in my eyes. Well, you're not actually.
I wish like Denny Lane.
I wish I could see you right now. I wish I could see you, but I'm glad you can't see me because I look horrible right now. I'm just sitting here all greasy in a wake and bake ski cap. It's a long story. I'll tell you later. But anyway, folks, Matt Clark, you want to get on with the music? I can't see if you're nodding.
So we just listened to Lifeway Dealey, Money in Your Eye. Just a great, great track. Just that bass tone. And yeah, just love that band. And I think earlier this year, there was a double LP set released by them by Acid Jazz. Go pick it up. It's really cool. And there's a bunch of posters on the Acid Jazz website of Les Fleurs du Lys stuff. So if you're a fan of them, definitely recommend checking it out.
Cool. All right.
I would say that's my highlight of 2021, Mike Sin.
All right. All right.
All right, Mike, what do you got? What do you got coming up?
Let's get it rolling, folks. Get your dancing shoes on. Let's do it. Here are the Midnighters.
Potato.